Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're certainly lacking.
I mean, that's a huge part of the damn job when you're an assistant coach is recruiting.
And this is what Dunleavy had him for, right, to try to get his brother?
I guess so, yeah.
Because he got the 1 year or two line, then Dunleavy's out.
Yeah, but then somebody hired him as a full assistant, you know. Go ahead. Oklahoma State hired him as a full assistant. So anyway, this will be interesting to watch play out.
Yeah.
I mean, Cade Cunningham might be the first, like, sibling of somebody to go to a place other than where his brother's
working. Oh, he'll end up going there, right?
I think so, but Edmund Daniels has him as undecided right now. That came in on the 9th of September. So,
well, I know, like I said, Cal and them ain't going to recruit him if they don't think there's a real possibility they're going to get him.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Cogg is going to join us. We will talk to him about this story. He's got like 15 brothers and sisters, you know, so they're all independent, I bet. Like, they probably didn't even talk to each other about where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like, good luck. See you in 15 years. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? anyway, talk to Jeff Cogg about all that. At 125, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics Focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Come right up close.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fdhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan, we've got you covered.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, stop.
collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, caress a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. Why? Because they have one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. Small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, and it's all out there waiting on your price, starting at just $29.90. Their finance team is going to help you. They're going to make that process really easy. They're going to make that process really smooth. Visit them. Go check them out. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We do have an NFL game tonight, though. It's not a great one. I wouldn't say it's a great NFL game. It's two quarterbacks, really, I would say, at a crossroads in their career. You have Cam Newton, who just frankly has not been the same.
Body's breaking down.
Yeah. Yeah, Superman's body is breaking down.
And he plays a physical game, so you could sort of, you know, you probably could have predicted this coming if you looked at the way he, you know, just plays the game the last few years. You know, when Cam's not Cam unless he's running. He doesn't try to run past folks or through them anymore. He tries to run through them, you know, and around them anymore either. It's just the physical style of game he plays. I don't know if your body can hold on that long, even as big as he was, like you said, Superman's sort of breaking down.
Yep. And then you got on the other end, Jameis Winston, who people thought was going to have this renaissance year under Bruce Arians, you know, the quarterback whisperer.
His former number one pick.
And that was not the case on at least week one.
Those guys.
Yeah, they both struggled. Now, one of them was playing a real defense.
Well, I just meant Mariota's right after him, right?
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Those guys. And we thought one, at least one of them would hit. And I think you'd make the case not either one of them have. Although Tennessee's a little happier. They have won a playoff game with Mariota.
Yeah, I think Tennessee definitely feels like they got the better end of that deal.
Yeah, but do you feel like you got what you dreamed about?
Yeah, probably not.
Have you convinced yourself that you're going to give him the money yet?
I don't think
Mariota?
So.
Mariota? I've switched over on you, but I don't think you have. If you're a Titans fan, you still don't know.
Not yet.
The jury's still out. But that said, yes, you're happy that you didn't get Jameis. I would say that.
Yeah, so there are two 0-1 teams, but there actually is, you know, some intrigue, right? Just because of both of these quarterbacks have something desperately to prove. You know, Cam has to prove that, like, he still has something left, you know, like there's anything left, like, that, you know, you feel like is the career highlight for Cam Newton in the NFL going to be not going for that fumble? You know what I mean? Like, is that where it's going to be left? And for Jameis, you know, it's can you be a good starting NFL quarterback? You know, can you stay out of trouble? Can you not, you know, do weird stuff with your fingers? You know, like, can you manage to lead a football team for an entire year?
His thing to me has been he hadn't shown nearly – I'm just talking about the things that you can watch him when you're watching him with your eyes, and he's inaccurate. You know, he constantly throwing into double cover. Sure. And so, number one, John, I don't see the, you know, cerebrally from his, you know, from the brain standpoint in terms of what he's processing, what he's not processing.
Yep.
I don't see much improvement there.
Yep.
And then when it comes to, at least if you're going to have if you're going to be slow to this stuff, right, well, you got to have a cannon for an arm, or you got to, you know, you're out there running for 60, 70, you're bringing that to the table like a Josh Allen or something, you know, that sort of, that other dynamic. He's not really bringing that either. And so I got to admit, I mean, I thought if you're looking at both of them, you figured Mariota was the guy that at least he didn't have the off-the-field issues. Maybe he has the steadier career.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw Jameis Winston coming out of Florida State, even with the off-the-field stuff, I thought that dude was talented. He has not looked talented down in Tampa Bay at all. It looks like he's, you know, even regressed from a quarterback standpoint, John. What I'm saying is I think a lot of us were fooled by him because I haven't even seen enough games where you see enough positive to think, oh, well, it might be there. So whatever the next franchise is that wants to give him a chance, you know, I don't want it to be my Bears, man, because I just don't see much there. I don't know. Why?
I want to say there was
is
one
it,
year.
Because you can be a good leader in college, and it may not necessarily transfer. You saw when he's trying to, I want a taste of victory, and how the guys on his team were looking at him. Like, yeah. It just didn't work there. And he could rile him up in college. He had like a Tim Tebow kind of ish to him,
yep,
you know, in terms of getting guys to play at his level.
Yep.
And it just hasn't translated over in the NFL. And maybe that's what made him great in college, and it's reason, you know, you get back to basics and it's accuracy and can you make the throw in the NFL, and it's just it has not been there for whatever reason. I haven't quite been able to put my finger on it, but it hasn't been so much off the field stuff. He hasn't looked like a good QB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2016 was his best year by far. He had 28 touchdowns. Still had 18 picks.
The picks have always been the issue. The turnovers.
So high interception rate, no doubt about it. But he did have almost 4,100 yards. So, I mean, he can sling
almost
it.
4,100 yards.
Yeah, there's no question. That was by far his best year. And a 61% completion percentage. So, you know, the guy can play, but he just makes, as we know, awful decisions. Just his decision-making, I mean, on the field, off the field, has just been absolutely putrid. And I think that's really held him back.
Well, I thought if there was going to be any chance for him, it would be Bruce Arians, you know,
right.
Who's known for, you know, off, especially early on, he can maximize a guy and has shown to be able to do that. And particularly with offensively, you thought he might help him, help Jameis Winston. If it was going to work, that it would probably be under Bruce Arians. So far, that hadn't looked too good, but we'll see. Like I said, there's still plenty of time left in the season, and if one of these teams has got to get it turned around, it needs to start tonight.
Now, we have not mentioned this as of yet, mostly I think because we are checked out of this story for the most part, but Team USA just continues to embarrass us. How can you not be absolutely humiliated by what's happening right now?
I don't think yet. Humiliation's a word, but do we care enough to be humiliated?
Well, that's the case. I mean, that's definitely true. Like, it's not humiliating because
you're right.
We're not
invested
enough in it.
It's a story. It's an absolute story that we've lost two in a row now over FIBA. And I guess, John, they're not going to finish higher than seventh or sixth. It's one of the two.
No, it's a new.
It doesn't matter because you're out of the medals.
It is a historic low
for
Team USA to not even, what is it, sixth place or seventh place?
It's one of the two. You're out of the medals.
You know, I mean, like, this is just.
Both.
For a country that hosts and boasts the talent that the United States does, even our second team, our third team, right, you feel like should be better than sixth or seventh place in the world, but it's not. They lost to Serbia.
It's a poor job of selecting this team. You could have done better going out and getting first and second year guys in the NBA that look promising, right, but are hungry. They haven't done anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I just sensed a lack of. You know, whether it was Kimba or, you know, whoever else, just a lack of want to, a lack of motivation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's definitely a part of it.
The other guys are struggling.
Yep.
Hell, if they're not taking this as seriously as I am, what am I coming for? I mean, you look over and freaking Marcus Smart's over there. That depresses you enough. You know what I'm saying? Because this ain't the dream team when Marcus Smart's on it. I love Marcus as a defender and everything else. Love his effort level. But, again, it's a Team USA, and it's got Marcus Smart on it. I just can't get up for that.
That's true. Team USA. I mean, Josh Pastner beat Marcus Smart, you know?
The second time.
But he still has one win.
He lit their tail. That might have been his best offensive game in his life, that one down in Oakland.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He could not miss.
And
that dude couldn't shoot.
He was hung over against them in the second time.
That's what they said. Yeah,
he
had no stomach.
Up on the sidelines.
I don't know what was going on. We were down in Old Spice Disney down there, so he might have got a little crazy.
So Team USA is playing for seventh on Saturday. I'm sure they'll be excited for that one. Any other Celtic we can call up? Aaron Baines want to be an honorary American for a day.
We should have made Brad coach this garbage team.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this should have just been we should have just had the Boston Celtics over there.
Pop had to sit there and smile at the Serbian coach do you remember? You can go back and find the quote as quick as you are on Google. This Serbian coach basically said, when they play us, I hate it for them because we're going to destroy them. Do you remember when he said that, like before this thing started? And he ends up being right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I do recognize that.
This is what it is. We suck in the half court.
Well, I mean.
That's just us as America. We've let the game get away from us when it comes to the half court.
And then how would you compare?
Athletes and long and wiry, we want to get out in transition. We want to run and dunk.
Yep.
You know, we're not playing the beautiful half court game that Marc Gasol loves, that they cherish in Spain and elsewhere, that they're teaching you. That's what this boils down to.
Half court.
Bunch of individual talent we got.
It's the equivalent of math and science.
Now, when LeBron and Steph are out there, it doesn't matter because the NBA talent is it's going to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Right? And probably those guys are going to run a little bit more team stuff, even though they don't need to. These dudes right here, the talent wasn't enough. And when you got no chemistry, no real game in the half court, everything's got to come off defense and steals and blocks and get out in transition. These dudes are going to out coach you and beat you. I don't blame Pop because he had a mess of a team unless he was responsible for picking these dudes. Again, I put most of that on Colangelo, I believe. Should have let Carmelo play. It's about want to out there.
Harrison Barnes, I think, put it appropriately. For some of us, potentially all of us, Saturday will be the last chance for us to wear a Team USA jersey. We have to save for that opportunity. I mean, I think they do.
They don't give a damn.
I think he's right, though. None of these guys are going to be brought back. Like, none of these dudes are going to, like, actually be on the Olympic team, God forbid. I mean, we'll sit the Olympics out if we have too many returners. I mean, Brook Lopez has done absolutely nothing.
Who?
Brook Lopez.
Why did we put him out there?
I have no clue, but he's out there, and he has not done anything at all.
Can I read you the quote from Sasha who beat them yesterday, the Serbian coach?
Yes.
I wish we could let him – I wish we had the audio of it. But he said before this whole thing began, let's let them, he's talking about Team USA, play their basketball, and we will play ours. And if we meet, may God help them. That's what he said pre-tournament.
That is amazing.
And people were laughing at him.
That is an amazing
And he comes back and
quote.
Beats them.
That is yes. that
May
is
God
amazing.
Help them.
If we
he
meet,
knew.
May God help them.
He knew with this roster, right, and the way USA played in the half court, he'd destroy us, and he did.
What do you guys think? We're not using our best pros, clearly. So what don't we just say, you know what, let's not do the half-ass pros. Let's go back to the college thing and just let them get a run at it if we're going to do it this way.
Well, we've talked to somebody who's advocated for that. I can't remember.
Like, if we're not going to send Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and the Dream Team level type dudes mm-hmm. that we've got and available.
And that was pride. That's why those guys
Yeah,
went.
They wanted to play.
You wanted to get it back.
And they wanted to win.
But again, this is
ours,
the World
that's
Cup.
That's why they went.
This is not the Olympics.
To John's point about the FIBA, you're always going to get, feels like second level, third level to the at your best.
Yeah.
I don't get the top guys for the FIBA thing.
The Olympics, will we get them, I guess?
And look, I'm not going to lie to you. I think when people saw Paul George get hurt, you know, some of these elite guys, they start to say, well, now that we know we own basketball when we put our best out there, do I really, now that that's been proven, right, that we're the best when the best are out there, do I need to be out there risking my, you know, maybe my next season with my team, or especially I got a contract year coming up, do I need to be? I just think that Paul George one scared the mess out of some folks, you know what I mean? And even to John's point about, well, the Olympics, you typically get the better guys. I don't know how many of the best you're going to see for that, too, because, again, they've already proven it. When they're out there, we own basketball. So what's the point? Unless it's a pride thing and you want to go out there and get basketball back.
Yeah.
Nobody's embarrassed enough by this to feel that way. And so I just think, you know, we're done with the day and age of getting the Jordans and the LeBrons out there, it just feels like to me.
Yeah, especially for this. But I think the Olympics will still, like, people will.
You'll get deep better than this, I would hope.
Why is Mike Conley not on this team?
100%.
Well, I mean,
100%. A guy that's been, you know,
this makes
never
no
been
sense
an all-star. Yeah, and you use that. Here's your chance, Mike. Go represent our country. And a guy who would, would appreciate it and be out there and be
better
playing.
Better than Marcus Smart, my
all
God.
All day long.
I mean.
Maybe he turned it down. I'm sure he turned. He must
probably did.
Even Mike
must have turned it down if they got Marcus Smart out there, which we know that he must. I'm just thinking, just putting those two side by side.
Right.
He must have had the opportunity.
I hope so, because that don't
must
make a
have.
Damn
That's,
lick of sense to me if he didn't.
Joining a new team.
Too much disrespect if that was the case. Too much.
Yeah. But it is a sad state of affairs. Like Brian Windhorst points out in his story that like Serbia didn't like. France kind of cried, right? France cried after they beat the United States on Wednesday, like they were in tears. Serbia just walked off the floor.
Well, they expected this. He's the man who said, may God help them if we play them.
And my father-in-law hasn't, like, hit me up on Facebook or anything. Like, he don't give a damn.
You know they didn't beat Steph and LeBron?
Yeah.
They beat Marcus Smart.
Right. Does
and
it even,
Jaylen Brown.
Does it even count, really, at the end of the day?
Can them brothers even come on back here? There ain't going to be no plane or airport full of people cheering them on when they get home.
No, they're playing for a freaking seventh. So they could finish eighth. They could be the eighth place team in the damn World Cup.
Oh, my Lord.
If I was Lopez's brother, I'd be shaking my head.
I'm pretty sure our soccer team is better than that. Like our soccer team has had better results than that. You know, like recently in the World Cup. I think like maybe two World Cups ago we were in the final eight, which is harder to do because – like the world is like much better at soccer across the board. You know, there are so many different countries that are great at soccer, and it doesn't feel like there are that many that are great at basketball.
It's amazing. Like Kemba, whatever you put him on, he's going to score for it, but you're going to lose since UConn.
Yeah. So anyway, U.S. is we need to adopt somebody. We need to adopt like a new country.
I like this, the confidence of this Serbian coach. Plus, they got Jokic.
Yeah, they do have Jokic. And Gudurić.
That helps.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Calk is going to join us. We will talk to him about this story. We will talk to him about growing up with 15 brothers and sisters and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
As a bald man, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 Fit Days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Great news from Sprint. The wait is finally over. The all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 has arrived. Get the power of performance and productivity for 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right. Get the Galaxy Note 10 for less than $20 per month. With its amazing features like intelligent all-day battery and super fast charge, you'll have the power that lasts more than your day with just minutes of charge. But it doesn't stop there. You can also experience the power of the S Pen, which combines air gestures, remote photos, and handwriting to text all in one magic wand. And when you switch, you'll get Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. To learn more about the Galaxy Note 10, visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/galaxynote10, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
$19.79 a month after 1980 monthly credit apply within 2 bills with approved credit 18-month lease and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines. Select exclusions apply.
There was a time when Western boots and even work boots needed a break-in period to be comfortable. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans believes there is a better way. And that better way is Ariat Boots. For tough jobs, Cowboy Corner and Ariat Boots answer the call because they are comfortable, durable, have great Western styling, and features a removable, breathable orthotic for all-day comfort. Now for the month of September, all Ariat adult boots are $20 off the regular low price. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your Western boot headquarters since 1957. On Goodman Road in South Haven.
Enjoy an array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Berks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. With entrees built around freshly grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian. He joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. Jeff, happy National Video Games Day to you.
Oh, thanks very much.
That's it?
It's a day that I celebrate, you know, every day. I didn't get too excited because for me, really, every day is National Video Games Day.
Yeah, well, it is. We appreciate you observing as faithfully.
My favorite was of all time is Ms. Pac-Man.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good one.
Ms. Pac-Man is my all-time favorite. And then Pong, of course, before that. Those are my...
You're playing...
Really,
Any Galaga?
Playing what?
Any Galaga? You ever heard of Galaga? It was an old arcade game.
No.
I thought I might hit your age group. I guess not. I'm sorry.
No. No. Didn't do that. And I've never mastered the I feel bad. Like, my kids are basically grown now. Two are gone and one is a senior. I think it's too late. I did a whole growing up playing video games with your kids, playing Madden, playing whatever. Mm-hmm. I never did that. And now I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
You will regret it for the rest of your life, man. You will regret it for the rest of your life. Okay, we were talking about this story earlier about Cade Cunningham. I don't know if you are familiar with young Mr. Cunningham, but he's a top three prospect in the class of 2020. His mm-hmm. older brother was hired at Oklahoma State. And there's a story from Gary Parrish today at CBSSports.com that basically outlines the possibility that Cade Cunningham does not end up going to Oklahoma State with his older brother. What would you do? I mean, I know because of, you know, you had a lot more brothers and sisters, like you had like 15, so maybe it was different for each brother, but like, would you follow, you know, your brother to his school if you were a great high-level basketball player? Would you follow him if your brother's job depended on it?
It would seem to me that before that would have to be an agreement you would make before. In other words, if the guy's taking a job with the expectation that he would deliver you,
right,
I think that's something you have to discuss beforehand. And if you're willing to be, of course I'll do that. Let's be a package deal. You whatever that then you go through with it. But otherwise, the brother can't unilaterally decide, and then you have to go. No, that makes no sense, right? So I do think, and in most of these situations, it's decided beforehand. When the person takes the job, whether it's a brother or a coach or whatever else, that are a package deal, it's known to be a package deal sort of from the outset, right? Like when Milt Wagner took the job here, there was no doubt that Wani was going to come here, right? None, zero. And so normally these things are figured out in advance. And so, but no, I wouldn't feel an obligation. If my brother just on his own did it and said, oh yeah, I'll be able to get him to come, but he hadn't talked to me about it. Then you do not owe that to your brother. Isn't that it? Isn't it just depend on the other understanding between the brothers at the time the deal is reached?
I would hope so. Yes. I would hope that there was at least some kind of conversation. You know, I said on the show that if my job depended on my little brother coming to where I worked and being an employee, or not an employee in this case, but whatever you want to say, it's a weird analogy as it is, I'd beat his ass. I would whoop his ass. I would take it to the streets.
If your brother, and he didn't do it, and he didn't follow through, what if it wasn't you don't have
I'd beat
that
his ass.
Right?
Yes, I do.
You don't have that right?
Yes, I do.
If you talk to your brother and you say, listen, I'm doing this deal at Oklahoma State, and are you willing to come? And he'll say, yeah, absolutely, John, I'd do anything for you. Do it. And then you do it. But if he says, you know what, I got my hair set on going to somewhere else, and then you take the job anyway, and he doesn't come, like, that's on you. In the end, this is something, like, I tell my kids that ultimately they are responsible for each other. I'm going to be gone at some point. My ex-wife presumably will be gone at some point, and they'll have in this world is each other. And so I do think there is some obligation to take care of your siblings. And it's one of the nice things about having siblings is that in the end, friends can come and go. Siblings are always your siblings. And I think, and I tell my kids, listen, if one of you becomes loaded and one of you becomes impoverished, I want the one who's loaded to help the one who's impoverished. Because, but that doesn't mean that you should sacrifice your own dreams on the altar of your sibling. Do what you want, love, but yes, support your sibling. But you aren't obligated to sacrifice your own trajectory and to shape your own life just to support your brother. That's silly. Support them, love them, everything else. But no, you don't have to subvert your own dreams on their behalf.
Jeff, I'm curious, which side do you think is going to blink first? I'm sure you've seen the story where the California State Senate passed the bill that's going to allow student-athletes to accept endorsement money, profit off their likenesses. And then, you know, Gavin Newsom, the governor's got 30 days to sign it. Do you think he blinks and doesn't sign it, or does the NCAA, which is threatening, if you give this to California schools, this ability, you know, it's going to kill their eligibility for our tournaments and our events. Do you think California blinks and the governor doesn't sign it, or do you think the NCAA folds and has to really look at itself here and we get some real change out of this?
Well, it's interesting. My understanding, the reports are he's going to sign it. Isn't that what you read in terms of the reports?
Yeah.
I think the reports are he is going to
sign it.
That's
what it feels like.
But it's not. It doesn't go into effect immediately. Isn't that also correct?
Yeah, I think it's got a couple. I want to say 2023, but I might be wrong on my year, but it's not immediate.
So my suspicion is if a big state like California does this, listen, the NCAA is on shaky enough ground as it is in terms of its credibility.
Yes.
If the NCAA does this, I don't see how you can just say, okay, we're just going to pretend California doesn't exist. We're going to exclude all California schools. And I think they have right now a task force that is supposedly studying this issue of whether athletes can use their likeness. Let's be honest, they don't want to have that task force. They're only having that task force because the trend is moving that direction anyway. Mm-hmm. Like states like California are forcing it. I hope he signs it, and then I think what happens is in the next 3 years, the task force comes up with something that fits California in. I think we'll see real change. And what I hope actually happens is that another state, whether it's New York or, you know, whatever else, some other Pennsylvania or Michigan, whatever it is, says, you know what, if California's doing it, we're going to do it too.
Yes, sir.
And then the NCAA, has to fold. Like, in the end, are they going to exist in their own three states? I mean,
can't
so I believe that this will be a impetus for change. And I think within 5 years, you will see athletes being able to profit off their own likeness. And that's fully appropriate. That is absolutely what should happen. And I think good for California putting the pressure on them, because they can say, listen, we have a task force all we want, and they can go on for forever, and they make small changes like, you know, we'll increase the stipend from this to this or whatever. And this is, to me, I don't think California is going to fold. I think that the NCAA is going to have to fold, because you can't just exclude California.
I hope you're right.
Exactly. We are, of course, talking to Jeff Calkins. You can hear him every morning from 9 to 11. Read him over at the Daily Memphian. Jeff, ESPN put out their not way too early anymore preseason top 25 for college basketball. The University of Memphis came in at number 14. Does that sound about right to you, or do you think they should be higher based on the fact that they're bringing in the number one recruiting class?
Well, I think built into that is some skepticism about Penny and about this program, right? I think you have to acknowledge that that's what they're doing there. I mean, there were programs under Josh that were ranked higher than that didn't have this kind of talent, and so to call it a slap in the face is a little much. I don't really consider it a slap in the face. They're 14, that's fine, whatever. But do I think they're marginally underranked? Yes. What if Gary has them? I think at 7. That seems about right.
Yeah. So you think they should be in the top 10, basically? You think
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be in the top 10. Do I think it guarantees they're going to be in the Sweet 16 or anything else? No, I don't think that. But I think they should be in the top 10. And if you want to say, well, they're young and what? Let's be honest. If you had this exact roster, if this exact roster were being coached by Calipari or Krzyzewski, were at Kentucky or at Duke, this exact roster, it would be ranked in the top 5.
Agreed 100%.
100%. So, now, to be clear, that's also there should be some credit given to, like, they have proven that they can handle young players and get them to play together, and Penny at this level hasn't, right? So I actually don't think it's appropriate. I do think that just because you would rank this in the top five if Cal or Krzyzewski had it, you can still mark them down a couple spots because we don't know what it'll look like at Memphis just because it's never happened before. But I think to mark them down to 14 is a little ridiculous. I think to mark them down a little bit, but I think there's no question. If this were the Duke roster, they would be ranked in the top five. And so what's happening here is there is skepticism about Penny and his ability to handle this much talent, and there's skepticism about Memphis because even though the Josh years have nothing to do with these years, I still think people feel like they've been burned by four by before by overranking Memphis, and some of that is what creeps in here. And so, fully, you know, yeah, they should be about seven, and instead they're 14, and none of this will matter in the end.
2-0 Tigers football team's got South Alabama this weekend. Jeff, you feeling pretty good about it? I heard you asking Jonah if he thought it might be a trap game. And I don't know about you, but I feel less that way because of what this defense has been able to do. They are much improved. What do you think about this weekend's chances? You think it could be a letdown game for the Tigers? Do they roll?
I mean, I won't be absolutely stunned if they – I'll be honest. If they lose this game
– If they lose, I'll be stunned. If they lose, right?
I won't be any more stunned than when they lost to Tulane last year.
Mm.
Right? I mean, were you stunned then? I was kind of surprised by that, and I will be – I expect them to win, to be clear.
Yeah,
I expect
because
them
of
to
the
win.
Improvement on the defensive side, and then your column about Brady, my gosh, I mean, he's arrived. And so, I feel a little bit different than last year.
What I think is that clearly the defense is better than last year, but I asked Mike about this after game number two. I said, you go through camp, and then you start to find out what your team is as you play games. Do you know what your team is yet? And he said, no. He said, that's a process. The truth of the matter is, we don't really know. Like, did we know what Alabama was? We didn't really know last year what Alabama was until we saw them get throttled by Clemson at the end of the year, right? I mean, so you're constantly learning about teams. And so now we've learned some things about Memphis. And actually, the fact that Ole Miss went out and in game number two, their defense looked good again.
Yep.
I think that said some good things about the Memphis offense, which obviously struggled against Ole Miss. Well, it looks like maybe Ole Miss has actually a legit defense. And then, honestly, if you look at the Ole Miss offense
last week, they ran
the hell out of the ball.
Yes, they did.
And they couldn't run it against Memphis at all. And I think that says good things about Memphis defense.
Agreed.
So you start to learn things about this team, and I feel pretty good about the team, but do I know what they are? I don't really feel like I know what they are, and I don't think Mike says, I don't really know what they are. He says, I'm excited about what they could become, and I think that's appropriate. The defense is obviously better. I think the offense is worse than last year. But just because if you take Darrell Henderson
and Tony Pollard
off the team, and then you take Pat and put them on the sidelines, it's going to be worse. So the offense is better. The defense is worse. I think basically right now I would think they're roughly the same caliber team as last year, maybe a little better. The defense clearly better. But I think they'll win. And then, then we'll see how they handle Navy. But I think it's a process. Listen, to me, the fun thing is I will look through the record books, and I see people complaining about different things about the Memphis football program. And I'm like, wow. How the hell can you – like, you should see how many years they started 0-2.
Oh.
Like year after year after year after year, they started 0-2 or 1-1 or whatever else. Mm-hmm. So to be looking at them at 2-0, all things are still in front of them. All things are still possible. I'm excited about them. I think there's quality on both sides of the ball. I think they're showing they can win a different sort of way, which is sort of interesting and fun.
Yep.
I think Adam Fuller's been great. Obviously, they struggled with the option a little bit against Southern, particularly the first drive last week. And
yeah,
so maybe we'll see how that is with it.
Yeah.
So I expect them to win, but I think it's a little bit of a dangerous game. Listen, South Alabama played them into the fourth quarter last year, and this game's away. This team struggled a little bit on the road last year, and so it's a different kind of a test, and I expect them to win, but I'm just because I have a smidge of worry about it, if that's appropriate.
I think it's fair. Yeah. Okay, Antonio Brown is not yet on the exempt list. This surprises me. Does it surprise you, Jeff Calkins?
No, listen, I think he's a complete scumball, and I wish the Patriots would cut him, and I think it's fully appropriate for the Patriots to cut him on the basis that he's a scumball. They already have a damaged brand. Why do they want to damage their brand further? They don't need him, right? I think they should cut him. But I don't see any circumstance under which the commissioner can put him on the exempt list. For what reason? For what reason does he go on the exempt list? Is because there is a civil suit? Well, if you, and I understand that there's that the commissioner doesn't have, is often inconsistent in his punishments, but there has to be some level of consistency. And if the standard is a civil lawsuit with allegations that are utterly unproven and uninvestigated at this point, you put him on the exempt list, then what happens if someone comes and accuses Dak Prescott of something before, you know, the 12th week of the season? Does he have to be in the exempt list until they can? Like, in the end, I think if you put him on the exempt list, as much of a garbage human being as he seems to be,
yeah,
it just sets a precedent. Shady McCoy was accused of stuff before last year, and he was not put on the commissioner's exempt list. And it was some pretty crappy stuff, like about getting a guys to go in and rob his ex, you know, baby mama and stuff. And I don't know if there was the beating involved or whatever. It was like that. There was accusations. And they didn't do anything because it was just civil accusations. And I think if there's a criminal charge, I think it's different. And I wish, my God, I hate the Patriots and I hate Antonio Brown. Like, Antonio Brown refused to go to Buffalo, thank God, and I hate the Patriots because they always beat the hell out of Buffalo. And so I hate them both, but I don't see how you can argue. What's the argument that he should be on the commissioner's exempt list?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
John is because of what he did to the Raiders. That's why John says he should be on the
yeah. He called Mike Mayock a cracker.
Yeah, that's not a reason to put someone on the exactly. commissioner's exempt list.
If oh, so you could just go out here and call anybody a cracker and get away with it?
If they wanted to suspend him for that, they should have done it last week. And again, I for a racial slur, which I think would have been silly. But they clearly didn't do that. I just don't see the argument. I mean, the argument is what? There's no argument. There's an argument for cutting him because all you have to do is look at that text message and see the way that he demeans women, and the Patriots can say, listen, we're not weighing in. We're not saying he's a rapist. We're not saying he's a sexual assaulter. We're just saying he's a slime ball and we don't want him on our team, right? That's it. They don't need to convict him in order to cut him. They could just cut him because he's a dirt ball, right? And so I think it's easier for them to cut him than it is for the NFL to suspend him. I do not expect the NFL or to put him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah, but the Patriots aren't going to do that, Jeff.
Jeff, I just
no, because they're a scumball organization.
See, I'm glad you used the phrase again. I had to go look up scumball in the Urban Dictionary because I'm actually more used to hearing scumbag, and so when scumball threw me
I'm
off a little
combining
bit.
Combining them, but is there scumbag? What does scumball
look,
exist?
You've got a definition, Jeff. A scumball is a dirtball whom you'd rather see shot than spend any time with. So does. Does Antonio still fall into that category?
Well, I don't really want him shot. I don't really want him
apparently,
shot.
He's got to die if he's going to be a scumball, but a dirtbag or
okay,
yeah,
well, I'll go dirtbag, dirtbag, scumbag, dirtball. He's any of those.
It
things
all applies,
fit.
Correct?
It yeah. all does. I mean, you read that text and it is vile.
Oh, it is. It's awful. Wouldn't want your daughter reading
vile.
That or your mom or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, this whole garbage about how I have a daughter. You know, it's
know.
Complete. Like O.J. Simpson
so
had a daughter.
So I wouldn't do that. The idea that I have a daughter, so I wouldn't rape someone.
Because I have
someone.
A daughter, right. I won't right. rape someone. Here, what you're doing is, by the way, you are using your wife and daughter as a human shield, right there. You are saying I wouldn't use women for my own selfish purposes. Because I have a wife and daughter, and in the very as you say that, you are in fact
you're
using women for your
exactly
own selfish purposes.
It is
plenty of people have done evil things to women or mistreated women who have wives and daughters. It is really the female equivalent of saying some of my best friends are black. You know, like that's it's you use it as what do you, I can't be a racist. I know Jason comes on my show every
right.
week. I can't be a racist.
No, it is the equivalent.
It's the dumbest
that.
Thing to say. It's
yeah.
the exact same thing to say. I have a daughter and a wife. I couldn't possibly be a sexist pig or a rapist or whatever. BS. Of course you can.
Yeah, Jeff, you're
well
the
said.
Best, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
See y'all.
Yep.
He is Jeff. Conference.
He's all the way today.
Precious that you would.
Scumball.
He may break out in song.
Ball, scumbag.
Well, then there hasn't. Yep. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's football time in Memphis. And if you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, it sure better be home selling time in Memphis. And just like you may have a favorite team, favorite coach, or favorite players, you may not have a favorite real estate agent. If you don't, think about drafting me, Sheldon Rosengarten, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I always tell people they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out who will be the best quarterback of their home selling team. Have you heard people say that when you want the job done, call Sheldon? Find out why my award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also find out how to take advantage of our worldwide relocation network. Call or email me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and go Tigers.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi that you can control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? Well, you can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. You want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity XFi app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates do apply.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today, and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play 3 times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, 1 out of 6 vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Transform your home. You want to add value to your home? You can do that with something as simple as blinds or shutters, and do it with my man Chip Wiggins from Affordable Blinds and Shutters. That's what I did. So about a month or two ago, I got with Chip Wiggins. I had bamboo shade in my house, and I didn't like that. I didn't want bamboo shade in my house anymore. I wanted something different. I wanted plantation shutters because I think they look great. Chip Wiggins came to my house on a Saturday morning. He brought the mobile showroom with him. We went through a couple different options, and we decided on the shutters. And they added value to my home. They let the light in better. Everything looks better thanks to Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. Call today for your free in-home consultation, 901-753-5822. And Chip will get in contact, and You can get some new value and transform your home. Affordable Blinds and Shutters, affordablebindsllc.com. So tomorrow we are going to give away some tickets. Right, Jason? We're going to give them away?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to give them away tomorrow.
Return of 3-6 Mafia.
Yes.
How about that?
The return. They're reunited, and it feels so good.
Saturday, October 12th at the Lander Center. Probably many of you already know about this. We're going to have some tickets for y'all. John, I think it's 4 pair, so we'll have plenty. I'll be listening to the show tomorrow, and we will give them to you.
We will.
For those of you that are hype on 3-6. Many of us grew up on 3-6.
Many of us did grow up on 3-6.
I mean, I think it's everybody. John, I think Juicy and
DJ Paul, they're back.
It's all of them together.
Yeah. Obviously, not Lord Infamous, unfortunately. The whole gang. Lil White.
Quite a show down the Lander Center.
Lil White.
Our man Lil White, friend of the show.
He going to be down there, you know? So it's
Did you already know? I imagine Lil White was going to have you VIP and backstage. Is that not happening?
Nah, man, but I'm sure if I ask, he can make it happen. But I'm not going to do that.
He got a bunch of folks already trying to get backstage.
For sure. He got all the Nutbush.
Are you going?
Yeah, I got tickets, baby. I'm going, man. Who would want to miss this event? The reunion.
Brad? Yeah, I mean, 3-6 Mafia's return. You hype? Damn.
That man gave the X.
That was the Southern Illinois X.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
You know these are Memphis music legends, bro.
These are legends here, bro.
Like Oscar award winners.
Yeah.
He knows the history.
And you gave him the hook like they were performing at B.B. King's tonight or something. You know? Goodness gracious.
I should have 4 pair of tickets tomorrow for the listeners.
We'll have some tickets to give away tomorrow. But right now, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I ain't watching the Cubs anymore because we can't even beat a team called the Padres, the Fathers, John.
Fathers.
I'm speechless about the Cubs, who have now tied with the Brewers, who no longer have Christian Yelich, tied with the Brewers for the second wild card spot. There's a chance the Cubs ain't going to be in the playoffs. And that's something I hadn't had to think about in a long, long time. Probably been about 4 or 5 years since I've even had to remotely think about something like that. Cardinals just continue to shine. I believe that leads up to 4.5. Like I said, we might not even make the wild card. Why am I talking about a division? So I'm just going to watch some old Bucks, Panthers tonight and see which one of these quarterbacks at these crossroads, John, as he describes them, is going to make the right decision.
They are at the crossroads.
That's what I'll be determining. Cam at a crossroads tonight. Jameis, I'll give you Cam. If you're going to be good, the crossroads, are you going to be good or are you going to be injured?
Anyway. Well, I have really good news for Comcast users like John and myself. This game tonight, NFL Network, will in fact be on Comcast. So,
you'll get it.
We get it. Cardinals are actually in an afternoon game. They're in Denver, so they're up 4 games, which is good. But I'll be watching the third Democratic debate. They are finally starting to whittle down our Democratic candidates. So we're down to 10. So that'll be interesting to watch. And there's some, you know, that's on Univision. It's on ABC tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. George Stephanopoulos is one of the moderators. So it's getting down to where it's, you know, you want to pay attention because you're not talking about 20 dudes in 2 days. It's 10 on one stage, and certainly this will be the challenger for President Trump.
So I will not be watching anything tonight. This will be a first.
No, you're not watching the debate.
This will be a first. I mean, I will definitely be watching, like, the NFL game, like you mentioned tonight. But I'll also be reading. Jason, I read. I didn't just read. I bought a book. I went to Novel, and
My gosh, you are a scholar.
I bought a book, and it's called Billion Dollar Whale. I don't know if you're familiar with the story. You're probably not, because I certainly wasn't. But it's a story about a man, true story, about a man named Joe Lowe, who swindled $5 billion throughout the global economy. Basically sidled up to the right people, especially you know, in the Middle East, and has used sort of his influence and his connections to, I mean Leonardo DiCaprio was involved in this, Jamie Foxx is involved in this. $5 billion with the aid of Goldman Sachs. So somehow, I'm not at the end of the story yet, but this is about a guy who basically just got in touch with the right people, Jason, and pulled off what some people are calling the heist of the century, Jason. It was the best book of 2018 by the Financial Times and Fortune, and it's now being made into a major motion picture, as you might be able to tell.
Yeah.
But when I was, you know, because you open the cover of the book and you're like reading the book, the cover sort of caught me, you know, because it's like, you see like the ocean, the ocean, and then underneath the ocean, it's like money and poker chips. And I was like, man, what is this book? and it hooked me, man. It absolutely hooked me. And I saw Leonardo DiCaprio's name and Jamie Foxx and Miranda Kerr and all these different names. Like, how the hell did this guy get involved with them? So I'll be reading this book.
Very
man.
Interesting.
I'll be reading this book.
Really, just happy you're reading.
Yeah, they say you should try to read a book a month.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I find your reading habits fascinating because you like Neil deGrasse
Tyson.
Yeah, you guys turned me on to that dude. He's interesting as well. I'm fascinated by your...
I think we canceled Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We drop another appearance from him?
Yeah, I think we canceled him, though.
Why?
No.
Oh, I think Twitter canceled him. I think there was like some kind of incident.
You do something? I think he did. I'm not aware of this. Yeah.
What did he do? He did something to white people or something? Y'all turned him off?
There's some stuff.
I think there was like a sexual incident. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's look into it.
Not deGrasse Tyson.
No.
They got him, dog.
I'm going to be Yahooing and Googling as soon as I get off this show.
Not him.
That is going to do it for us today. As always, Jason John Show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests for joining us today, Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart. We had Jeff Calkins and Adam Fuller on the show today as well. Giordano and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with 5 of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12, only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Step right up, folks.
Check it out. It's one of those old fortune teller machines. Got a quarter?
Sure.
I see a broken collarbone in your future. The pain will keep your entire family awake.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. Ooh, that sounds expensive.
It's very expensive.
Ooh.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. With affordable individual and family plans, call Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Lander Center September 19th through the 29th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating and thrilling rides more than ever before. The Mid-South Fair, September 19th through 29th at the Lander Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com for daily events. FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool is teaming up with the Humane Society of Memphis to give away a Hemisphere fire pit. It's happening Saturday, September 21st during the Ron and Karen Grill-Off at Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. All proceeds from tickets benefit the Humane Society. Stop by from 11 to 1 to see pets available for adoption and check out the outdoor kitchens, grills, playsets, and hot tubs too. Don't miss a chance to win a Hemisphere fire pit. September 21st at Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. 468 Highway 72 next to the Collierville Animal Hospital or OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Memphis Madness returns Thursday, October 3rd to FedEx Forum at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $5. That's right. You get to see the University of Memphis men's and women's basketball teams, former players, the mighty Sound of the South, and maybe even special guests, all for just $5. If that's not enough, the Blue Carpet Experience starts on the FedEx Forum Plaza at 5 p.m. And that is a free event for the entire community. So get your tickets today at Go Tigers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.